When we look at climate change and gene therapy, which is put under the umbrella of vaccination, and study the history of these issues, we find they're based on a false premise. We can do a little bit of research, a little bit of digging, rather than surface reading into these things. For example, the image given there from Wikipedia, if we looked up Geneva, weather modification, 1977, bingo, we have a very important statement in which an agreement was made way back then not to use weather as a weapon. And in line with this, we have this statement years ago from 1888 in the book Great Controversy, which is a prophetic statement. And it's in reference also to the Bible prophecy in Revelation 13 verse 3, and the deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. It says in this statement, a day of great intellectual darkness has been shown to be favorable to the success of the papacy. It will be yet demonstrated that a day of great intellectual light is equally favorable for its success. And it tells us how. In past ages, when men were without God's word and without a knowledge of the truth, their eyes were blindfolded and thousands were ensnared, not seeing the net spread for their feet. In this generation, there are many whose eyes become dazzled by the glare of human speculation, science falsely so called. Those false sciences that we're alluding to is to do with gene therapy, put out as a medical therapy, vaccination, and we have also climate change, weather manipulation that's been going on for decades, and the call for a new normal, a new world structure under those two false sciences. And yet, people discern not the net and walk into it as readily as if blindfolded, as happened in the past. God designed that man's intellectual powers should be held as a gift from his Maker and should be employed in the service of truth and righteousness. But instead, he does not understand, in most cases, the reality that's around him. He's not living in a real world. But when pride and ambition are cherished, and men exalt their own theories above the Word of God, and those theories become part of their own psyche through their education and through the way they're brought up, then intelligence can accomplish greater harm than ignorance. Notice what it says. Intelligence can accomplish greater harm than ignorance when it's based on a false premise. Thus, the false science of the present day, which undermines faith in the Bible, it's got evolutionary roots, will prove as successful in preparing the way for the acceptance of the papacy with its pleasing forms, as did the withheld knowledge opened up the way for its aggrandizement in the Dark Ages.